is more than 95%. And all of these words means what? We don't know, we don't know, we don't know. That's why it is dark and black. But when they talk about somebody being moved, you just deny it. Yes.
That wondrous orphan pearl is 100 moons. For at a nod from him, the moon became two halves. The marvel which he displayed in splitting the moon was only according to the measure of the weakness of the perception possessed by the people.
Mm-hmm. When I'm talking about him, somebody doing this and we cut the moon in two pieces, I'm not reporting a fact. I'm talking to stupid nonsense people. I have to do some imagination, like you're explaining some difficult thing to a child. You have to do something. Yes.
The work and business of the prophets and messengers is beyond the skies and the stars. Mm-hmm. Also, go beyond the skies and the revolving, and then contemplate that work and business. While you're inside the egg, like chicks, you cannot hear the glorification of God by the birds of the air. The miracles will not be set forth here. Tell of the horse and the charisma shah and what happened.
Yeah. So, I started to explain something about the miracles, but this is not the place for it. Why? Because he needs to do the miracles, to show it to you, but you are blind. Then what? Let's go back to the story of the horsey. Yes.
Whenever the sun of God's grace shines upon, whether it be dog or horse, gains the glory of the cave. Yet deem not the radiance of his grace to be uniform. It has given a sign to the pebble and the ruby. From that, the ruby has a borrowed treasure. The pebble has only heat and brightness.
Yeah. Let's go back to the story of the horse. Because I was talking about the values. And the values are... How could you explain the value of a piece of stone? A piece of stone. Diamond is a piece of stone. Where are the values really? We understand the values. Value is not there. Is with us, in our understanding, yes?
The sun falling on a wall is not the same as from water and quivering movement. After the peerless king had been astounded by it for a moment, he turned his face to the Imam al-Mulk, saying, O Vizier, is not this an exceedingly beautiful horse? Surely it belongs to paradise, not to the earth. Thereupon, the Imam al-Mulk said to him, O Emperor, a demon is made angelic by your inclination. That on which you look appears good. This steed is very handsome and graceful, and yet the head is a blemish in its form. You might say that its head is like the head of an ox. These words worked on the heart of Khwarizm Shah and caused the horse to be cheap in the king's sight.
Uh-huh. What happened? Imam al-Mulk was looking at all of this, and he's that guy that we told you. Physically, he's at the service of the king, but mentally, He is above it. So he realized and was standing quiet. King turned around and said, "It's a cute horsey, isn't it?" He said, "Of course, but it depends. It depends how you look at it. Because when you admire something, that something looks good to you. But when you notice some details, for example, look at the head. It's not like the head of the horse, it's like the head of a cow." Finish. Somehow, the king doesn't like the horsey as much as he was. Why? Why? Look at you. That's what we are talking about. You like something, you don't like something. Why? Because they will tell you this is good, this is bad, and you believe it. Period. You don't understand what it is out there because you are imprisoned in your imagination. That is the trick. And your imagination could turn around. It just needs a clever guy and a special moment. Period. Yes?
When prejudice becomes a go-between and describer, you may get Joseph for 3 L's of linen. When the hour arrives for the spirit's parting, the devil becomes a broker of the pearl of faith. And then, in that sore distress, the fool hastily sells his faith for a jug of water. But it is a phantom and not a jug. The aim of the broker is not but trickery.
The guy who will cheat you, how does he treat you? With lies. He will tell you that this is good, this is beautiful, and will agitate you, and you love something that you are not supposed to. Yes?
At this time, when you are healthy and fat, you are giving up the truth for a phantom. You are constantly selling the pearls of the mine and taking walnuts like a child.
Yeah. Look at the babies. The chili. You have one nut. A simple one. They have a jewel. Show them. They will change it. Because they understand what the knot is, they taste it and they eat it. In their imagination, this is something good. That piece of stone, it's a piece of stone. They don't care about the jewelry and blah, 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 all of that. They will change it. This is what you are doing in your life. Constantly, you are changing this stuff. Yes?
Therefore, it is no wonder if you act in this way in the sickness of your day of doom. You have concocted an idea in your fancy. When you are rattled like a walnut, you are rotten. In the beginning, that phantom resembles the full moon, but in the end, it will become like the new moon.
Look at the pleasures that you have experienced in your life. There are short moments. You grab this, you enjoy it, then it's over. Nothing is permanent, nothing is for the long time. All the pleasures for the animal are just for the moment. It doesn't have that long period. That belongs to the knowledge that we want to talk about. Yes.
If you regard its first as being like its last, you will be quit of its feeble deception. This world is a rotten walnut, O man of trust. Do not make trial of it. Behold it from afar. The king viewed the horse with regard to the present, while the emerald awoke with regard to the future. The king's eye, because of distortion, saw two L's. The eye of him who regarded the end saw 50 L's.
Uh-huh. Pay attention to what's happening here. Two persons are looking at this horsey. One of them thinks about the next moment. Just to jump on it and ride it. The other one is looking at the end of all these problems. What about you? What are you doing in your life? Do you see the final outcome of whatever you do? Or do you just see the next moment? You just look at the next moment. Why? There are these animals, they don't have a long memory and all of that. What do you do? Why don't you pay attention to that? Have you ever thought about the influence of something that you are seeking it in your life? When you are looking for something now, today, what about 10 years from now? And so on and so on. Because we understand the long term, and in long term, the imagination of me will change. I cannot be the same. Oh, yeah, I will be the same. I have shouted that. It's stupid. Because when you're young, you're a kid, you don't understand the universe of the grown-ups. I hope you will. I hope you will come down and listen to this next time, inshallah. It's a long, long paragraph, so I do not read the Persian today. We will wait till next week, inshallah. Thank you.